And welcome back to another edition of the Celebrity Apprentice Recap. We are back with our Power Rankings edition, and Joey has been very hard at work. He's been down in the basement. He's been putting things together. He's been adjusting his formulas, using his slide rules, using the algorithms that he finds magically floating through the internet. And we have the unveiling of this week's Power Rankings. Joey, was it difficult to put these together this week?
You know, it's always difficult, Danny. You know, it's as you can imagine, it's a very exacting, time-consuming process. You know, just using some of the methods that you sort of indicated there don't really tell half the story of how long and hard I have to work at these. But I feel very confident in what the final product looks like. So I'm pretty excited to get to talking about that.
All right, so let's get right to it. Now, how far down on the list do you want to go this week? Are we going to cover all 16?
Yeah, we can start from the bottom up like we usually do. I'll just go very quickly because a lot of them are unchanged.
Okay, well, go ahead. Let's hit it. I'm guessing we still have our Olympians at the bottom of this list.
Yeah, pretty much like the last, you know, six or seven people are in the same spot. And just as a reminder, you have Jamie Anderson coming in at number 16, mm-hmm. Sean Johnson at number 15, 14 is Gilbert Gottfried, Keisha Knight Pulliam is at 13, Terrell Owens at 12, Sig Hansen at 11, and number 10 is Kenya Moore.
Of course, it's coming off of PhoneGate.
Right. Now, there are some other people that we'll talk about more from this point forward that were fired, and that was reflected in the previous power rankings. But at least I just want to get started here that we're talking about now the top nine people.
Okay, so our top nine, clearly we only have the two people that are still left in it, but we've had some movement beyond that as well. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
In and around and through the top nine, there has been some movement, yes.
All right, well, go ahead. Break it down for me.
Okay, so number nine, he was number nine last week, is Johnny Damon.
Well, Johnny did not have the best of weeks. You know, coming back to help out and then eating hot dogs and riding roller coasters is his version of helping out, apparently.
Right. You know, and I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know why he came back and mailed it in the way he did. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we thought that he was basically kind of a slug in terms of his performance on the show.
Yes.
And, you know, but he was sort of trending up just before he got canned. So it was like, well, you know, maybe he was getting comfortable and maybe the real Johnny was coming out. And then, you know, the very next task, when there's nothing on the line as far as he's concerned, he just mails it in. So, you know, he's in at number nine. Oh, man, I really struggled because, you know, I kind of wanted to punish him almost and, you know, drop him lower. But I debated very powerfully about that. You know, does Kenya Moore at number 10 deserve to be above Johnny? Because Kenya wouldn't have mailed it in, you know, if she was there. But in the end, I kept Johnny where he is, Kenya where she is, because Johnny probably just did enough in terms of being likable, and he did win as project manager, and I just couldn't go that low, you know, and drop him below Kenya, I guess.
Well, you know, we're going to be talking about Kenya Moore and the phone thing, and PhoneGate is what they call it, you know, her and the fake tweeting. That's going to last forever. Like that, you will. As soon as you mentioned Kenya Moore to me, that's who she is. That's where I'm going to go to. I may not necessarily remember that Johnny Damon decided to ride a roller coaster. All right, so who's at number eight?
At number eight is Salinas native Brandi Glanville.
Ah, I was wondering where the Salinas native would fall in this week. Well, you know, she did pretty much eat hot dogs and ride roller coasters too, so it would make sense that they're together.
Yeah, you know, and that was really disappointing, right? Because I don't think that she was in danger of moving down because, you know, she was so near the bottom of the people that, you know, are almost, you know, you can't go lower than those other people, I think. But she was on her way up, like sort of like Johnny. I feel like she was trending up, and she was trending up better and higher than Johnny was at the end when she ultimately got fired. And I think that she had a chance really to possibly maybe break into the top five. And, you know, I don't know. When you think about how Geraldo actually said in his confessional, why couldn't I have Brandy? You know, lamenting the fact that he felt like he was left alone with some slugs, you know, that were brought back to help him. He's probably lucky he didn't get Brandy, right?
Well, I guess he's just thinking, why couldn't I get somebody that I could get along with as opposed to Lorenzo and Ian, a couple of guys that he butted heads with. But, yeah, I wonder how that would have happened. How would that have worked for him if he had Brandy instead? If he had Brandy and Johnny Damon instead, I don't think it's working out so well for him, you know?
No, I thought, yeah, exactly. If those teammates are on different teams, wow, that would have been really interesting. Although, on the other hand, you know, Geraldo would probably still wind up doing everything on his own, like it seems like he's about to do anyway with his current team, right?
Yes, you're probably right. You're probably right. At some point, he would have gotten frustrated and just said, all right, that's it. It's Geraldo time. And just gone his own way.
It's Geraldo time.
Yeah, like I see him like ripping open his shirt, and then there's I was gonna say a G, but actually I think with him it would just be a picture of his own face that would be on there. That would be his superhero logo would be
a picture of his what?
Of his face. Just his own face. Like his head on his shirt. No?
Would it be with broken nose or without?
I think it would be without, but it would be with big giant mustache, if that helps. All right, so let's move on here. Here's number seven.
Number seven is Ian Ziering. He was seven the week before. He is seven again. And, you know, his biggest accomplishment to me was being able to work side by side with Geraldo and really not getting into it, right? Not getting into, you know, a brouhaha of any sorts. They actually worked together. They actually were side by side in the same at the same table. And, you know, if there were a lot of, you know, crazy things that were happening between them, we sure didn't see it, right?
Yeah, that's true. Ian kind of shrugged off, right, when he first comes back, and you're thinking, what's this going to be like? Because these two guys clearly did not like each other, right? They had beef, and it seemed like, okay, this is going to be the two big rivals. It's going to be Ian, and it's going to be Geraldo here, but to Ian's credit, he went there and tried to bury the hatchet. And even though in response, he ended up getting told,
you're the, thank you.
That was what he got when he tried to bury the hatchet. That was the response. But Ian took it well. He had his crazy look like, what did that just happen? But he didn't say anything about it. You know,
that's right.
Sometimes you get told that you're a doll and you just take it. Good for you, Ian. Sometimes you just get told.
You're the, thank you.
Oh, man. You know, in a season where we've had so many amazing quotes, I think, you know, if I was to rank quotes, I might go with that one as my personal favorite by Geraldo.
Is that right? You would put that over?
You know the best way to make hot dogs?
You put that over that?
I definitely would put it over that.
Or what about?
This menopause is killing me.
Yep, I would even put it over that.
All right, if you say so. But listen, when it comes down to this year's Celebrity Apprentice, it's going to be basically the year that everybody remembers that
Baby wants buns.
That's what we all remember, right?
That's a fact. Yeah. I'm not going to dispute the facts.
But you're still going with you're a doll, huh? That's it.
I like the delivery of it. You know, it's like, I don't know that... Without seeing his face, Geraldo's face, as he was clearly trying to avoid eye contact, I don't know if I had just heard it, I would feel the same way. just the whole thing, the whole image of it with the sound and the video, it was just absolutely incredibly hilarious. And it's going to have you laughing for probably the rest of the year.
Well, then, one more time.
You're the thank you.
All right, number six.
Number six. So holding at number six is Kate Gosselin.
Kate Gosselin, you know, doesn't do anything, and she gets to stay where she is. Nice.
That's right. And that could be debated, you know. But, you know, I'm sort of okay with where she is right there. You know, the computer, you know, formulas and everything. They all spit it out. They say that Kate's number six. Okay, fine. I'll live with that.
All right, number five.
Number five is Lorenzo Lamas. You know, I thought he had an interesting episode because it seemed like he was doing okay. And then at the end, he sort of got into it with Geraldo. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, he did the wrong thing or a bad thing, but he wasn't effective. You know, he was supposed to come in and be the director, and he worked, you know, sort of earnestly and honestly. He had expectations that, you know, I think he said that he, you know, remember that Geraldo was the X factor here, and he was sort of right about that.
Absolutely.
But the way the episode ended, it's, you know, Geraldo walking off, you know, basically telling him to screw off and that he's so incompetent that Geraldo's going to have to do everything himself, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's more on Geraldo. Lorenzo does point out, hey, weren't you the person who was going to tell the production assistant to go get the children? Did you just assume that somebody else was doing it? You know, and then Geraldo's, you know, he just kind of mumbles.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, that's it. Just a little Geraldo mumbling.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then you end up with, all right, damn it, I'm doing everything myself from here on out. It's not
Lorenzo's
fault.
Yes, you also get the bull bleep, right? Didn't he say something like that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. All right, let's move it along here. Number four.
Number four. This is the big one. It was, where is Vivica going to fall? She had been at number three, her highest ranking this season since we've been doing the rankings. And here's where she is. After she got fired, she fell to number four. And really, you know, this has been kind of a funny season, right? Because a lot of the contestants have sort of basically self-fired themselves, right? They've allowed Trump to just, you know, go ahead and pick me instead of, you know, sitting in there and fighting it out. And she continued that trend. And, you know, I kind of felt like, I don't know if you would agree with this, Danny, but I kind of felt like, you know, when Trump was questioning her about staying and fighting it out and who was better and who wasn't, I felt like Vivica had basically had the starch beaten out of her in her battle with Kenya. And even though she ultimately triumphed in the, you know, in that battle, that she was just so emotionally beaten down that she just kind of didn't care anymore. That's kind of how I felt.
Wow. All right. Maybe that is the case. She definitely went in there with waving the white flag. I mean, there was just no doubt about it. She went in there and she didn't even put up the slightest amount of fight. Hey, you've got your two heavy hitters right here with Lisa and Geraldo. I will just go ahead and bow on out of here. I'm never too keen on that. She is getting to help out Geraldo. I don't know how well that's going. Clearly that's up in the air based on the way that episode ends. So I'm totally fine with her sitting there at number four.
I could care less. Bounce.
Well, all right then. That's what she thinks about you dropping her a spot, by the way, Joey.
But Danny, don't you think that, like, if this was the third week, that she would not have allowed herself to be fired that easily? Don't you think that she would have fought it out?
Yes, absolutely. No. She would have fought it out if it was earlier on. Yeah. There's no question. No question about it.
Yeah, just not the same. That just tells you how much the show takes out of you, I guess.
Yes. Number three.
Number three. This is exactly where we thought Kevin Jonas would end up. One of the was he the first to be fired?
He was the second.
He was the second
to be fired. Yeah,
right. Which, you know, that was the landmark firing of the season. We were all surprised to see Kevin get bounced that early, and we all felt that it was too early for him, and we also felt that that he was just going to continue to rise in the rankings each week because there were so many contestants left eligible and playing that were clearly more together than Kevin is. And so, you know, he comes back. Lisa is excited to see him on her team. And considering how bad the rest of the team was, being Brandy and Johnny, it was easy for him to really stand out as a star performer.
Yeah.
He did have, you know, he did take some initiative in offering to be the director. And, you know, Lisa was really happy to have him. So I thought, you know, a pretty good week for Kevin. And, you know, here he is at number three. And that's probably, you know, where he deserves to be. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is the week where we say, oh, yeah, Kevin Jonas is exactly who we thought he was. He, you know, he came in. He's a competent guy. He's a guy who's clearly on point with whatever it is. This is what the task is. All right, well, let's get to it and let's do it. Let's not screw around. He's got ideas and he's not afraid to toss them out there. And he just seems like he's a together human being. He doesn't seem like he's kind of a mess or he's going to come up with ridiculous ideas.
Baby wants buns.
You know, he just seems like right. They're looking for something that's family oriented. Well, let's give them that. He's that kind of guy. And it's funny because I would love to see a season of Celebrity Apprentice, which is comprised solely of people who was fired in the first and second week. If we could do that, that would be fantastic. And he would have to be the winner. He would have to be the odds-on favorite if that was the case.
I can't argue that.
Of course, he's competing against a bunch of people who got bounced real early, you know. But nonetheless, anyway.
If they didn't get bounced early, then, you know, that's probably half of them. And then the other half are the people that just basically quit.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. He'd be competing against the David Cassidys of Celebrity Apprentice. That's the
exactly.
That's the category we'd be putting him in. All right, so who's number two? The two people that are left.
Well, you know, here's how I think I want to handle it this time, if you don't mind.
All right.
Since it's obvious who they are. There's no drama here. Why don't I just talk about both of them, and then I'll tell you who number one is.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, go ahead. Tell us about both of these particular competitors that you got going on here. I don't know what it is that you're doing, but go ahead. Do it.
Well, okay. So basically we have Lisa and Geraldo. They're the finalists, and they're competing against each other. And I thought, you know, Lisa has dominated the game to this point. Right, that, you know, she has not made a mistake. She has not made anything even closely resembling a mistake. But on the one hand, you know, this week did not seem like her best week. I don't think she made any mistakes. But, you know, you and I discussed this earlier. You feel that the theme that she chose was probably bordering on playing it too safe.
Yeah.
You know, you could also argue that the project manager did not do a good job of utilizing her teammates by allowing Brandy and Johnny to basically be useless. It could be interesting to see how that plays out in the boardroom. You know, when they're sitting there talking about themselves, Trump's going to ask the teammates how they performed. You know, he's going to ask the project managers how the teammates performed, you know, follow direction. And how is that dynamic going to work? I know that she said in her confessional that she just was choosing to not be upset with them, but still, she didn't get anything out of them. She got no value out of those two people. So if she doesn't, if her thing, if her final product is not very creative or impressive, then that's on her because she allowed her team to work at 50%, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, she basically came up with the task of, why don't you guys go shopping for props? And I didn't really get, like, it wasn't as though these are the props that we need. It was,
right,
go to the store, find some props that you think we could use. This is the impression that I got. And then bring them back. And we're talking about, like, the universal, you know, store for the tourists where they sell towels and T-shirts and things like that. So I don't know what she was expecting them to do, and it certainly seemed like, here's a ball, go play with it.
You know, if that was her motivation, then I guess that's okay, but it still seems like you could have tried harder to get some ideas out of them at the very least, and, you know, they just were not used for anything. So I would say not a horrible week for Lisa by any stretch, but instead of, you know, hitting it out of the park every episode, you know, this is more like, you know, possibly a single.
Okay. Know? All right.
On the other side, though, you got Geraldo, you know. So he clashed, you know, a bit with Ian and Lorenzo. You know, not a whole lot with Ian, as I mentioned earlier. But, you know, he didn't get out of Ian and maybe everything that he could have. And he kind of rode right over their ideas, just to, you know, insert himself as the star again. You know, the thing where he talks about, you know, at the very end where he's going to start taking over every shot going forward. How is that going to play in the boardroom? You know, when he goes – when Trump goes to talk to his teammates and they ask him – and he asks them how Geraldo performed as a leader – you're going to have Vivica say, listen, Mr. Trump, all I know is I was given a job to do, and the next day it wasn't used. Right? Isn't that what's going to happen?
Yes, that's correct. Hang on a second. Hang on, because I'm getting something in right now. Hang on. Let's see. This just in, during that Let Us speech that Joey gave, he said the word, you know, 14 times. Wow. That was impressive. You know,
well, that's me making sure that you know.
Okay, all right. So let's get down to the nitty gritty here. Who's number one? Who's number two?
Well, so here it is. The computer says Lisa Kipnis is number one once again.
You ruined my drum roll. That's what you did. You talked over my drum roll. I was giving you a drum roll. What's the matter with you? Lisa Gibbons is number one again.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's really no surprise. I would be shocked if Geraldo was number one. Even though I was going to say, I think he might have had a slightly better week. Even though they gave us a cliffhanger with maybe things aren't going to work out for him. I'm not convinced that things are not going to work out for him as far as that storyline that they're feeding us right now. But, yeah, how do you not have Lisa number one? Like, you're figuring she's winning. Monday night, right?
I don't know. I feel like, although you're saying, yeah, of course it's got to be Lisa number one, I really struggled here. I almost didn't have her at number one. She's really, you know, she's built up a ton of credit to this point, and but I think a lot of the points that she picked up throughout the season were, you know, she used them. She burned them up, you know, in this episode. And I don't think Geraldo hurt himself too bad, I think, because he's typical Geraldo for the most part. I don't know. I think that was a pretty – they look pretty – they you know, it looked like Lisa was going to be the runaway winner, and now I don't have that confidence. I'm feeling like Lisa's ahead. She's number one, but, right. Man, it's like she's a half step ahead of Geraldo right now. That's how I see it.
Nipping on her. Okay, so we're neck and neck going down to the wire is what you're saying. 1A
yeah, absolutely.
1B. All right, fair enough. Okay. Is there anything else that you need to say before we get the heck on out of here, Joey?
You know, no.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Please come back with us after the season finale of Celebrity Apprentice so we can recap that for you as well. Joey, say goodnight to everybody for us.
Audience, you're fired.
Well, you're the, thank you.